Normally, the taller a tree grows, the deeper its roots sink into the ground. But these trees seem to do just the opposite. Their size would lead you to believe they must have equally large roots to hold them in place. However, they've developed a way to not only stay in the ground, but also live some of the longest lives of any tree on the planet. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Of the travels I've made, I never cease to be amazed at the giant redwood trees on California's coast. Debbie Savage gets to share the story of those famous trees at Redwood National Park.
The redwood tree can be 375 feet tall, taller than the Statue of Liberty. When you're standing on the ground, though, it's really hard to tell exactly how tall a tree is. They are the tallest living thing, not the largest, but the tallest.
The giant sequoia is the largest tree by mass, but not by height. But for such a tall tree, the roots seem to barely dent the soil.
They have a very shallow root system. You'd think the roots must go hundreds of feet beneath the surface to support a tree like that, but their roots are only a few feet beneath the surface and can extend out, you know, a quarter mile from the tree itself.
The roots do help support the tree, though, but redwoods accomplish the task differently than most other trees.
And the roots are actually a critical component in what keeps the trees standing even during heavy windstorms, because all the trees are interlocked with their neighboring trees, so it's like they're holding hands underground to keep them standing.
For redwoods to grow this tall and to such an age, they have several other qualities that promote their longevity.
They're resistant to almost every other thing that would kill a normal tree. Their bark is about a foot thick, so they're very resistant to fire. They have no resins in the bark, so they don't burn easily like a pine tree might. They have tannic acid, which makes them very resistant to rot or infestation by insects.
The climate on the coast is mild as well, making this a great park to visit any time of the year. Traveling the countryside in Crescent City, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.